Take advantage of Spring Savings for Equip Expo 2024. It's a new discount to attend their trade show in Louisville, Kentucky this October. If you use my code Paul, you can register for just $12.50. Hurry, because the price goes up after May 31st. Now, this year's Equip Expo, you'll see me on stage at the legendary morning show hosted by Naylor Taliaferro, Caleb Allman, and yours truly. Also included in your $12.50 tickets, they're going to include the Thursday night Trace Atkins Arena concert and the Tuesday night's welcome reception at Churchill Downs. Join me at Equip Expo this October to grow and connect like never before.
This is the Green Industry Podcast with Paul Jamieson. Join Paul as he chats with today's green industry experts and leaders about how to build a successful business and live a purposeful life. Here's your host, Paul Jamieson.
Hey, what is up, everybody? It is Paul here in the ATL, in the studio, during this quarantine. But thankfully, we can still podcast. I'm already on the other side of that takeout window. We are practicing social distance around here, folks. I want to say thank you to today's show sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Now, today, we have Dwight, also known as Dicknames D, on the line, and you are the founder of a software company called Spray. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is. Spray with an E at the end. Just to give it a little bit more, a little sass is what a couple of my other co-founders say.
Yeah, and of course, this interview came through John Pajak. He sets these up for me, and he said, I need to talk to you. Now, where do you live, Dwight?
So I am in a small town in southeast Missouri called Sikeston, Missouri. We're in a rural area. My family, I'm actually third generation in a spray lawn care nursery company, and we've serviced the southeast Missouri area for over 40 years now.
Wow. What kind of turf do they have out there in southeast Missouri?
Man, we have both warm and cool seasons. I go from anything from a bluegrass fescue blend north of my hometown to nothing but zoysia and Bermuda south of me.
Okay.
We don't ever get into any of the, you know, the other warm seasons southern of that, and we barely have any rye north of us. But those are our four main. We're very much a transition zone. My hometown, we fight all four of them.
Okay. What typically looks the best over there? Because here we're in Atlanta. We're warm,
Right, you're warm. Zoysia, country down there.
Yeah, zoysia is like growing in popularity down here. But it's a Bermuda. Atlanta's a Bermuda city.
Yeah, you know, it all depends on the soil around us. We've got a lot of areas that really take fescue really well. But the zoysia, a lot of our families are liking the zoysia because they feel like in the summertime it's a little bit less maintenance. Once they get a good, beautiful, thick lawn, it just takes over from there. But we tend to pride ourselves on trying to make all four of those species look really good in our area.
Yeah. So you said you're third generation in the industry. What was your kind of upbringing? Were you ever cutting grass, or you were always just spraying lawns, or what?
I took over my dad's business and grandpa's business took over as my babysitter when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And we had my grandpa had a mowing crew that consisted of my older cousin, my older brother, and myself, and we and a few other friends here and there that wanted to work at the time, but I weeded and blew concrete edges off from about 10 years old till 14 until my cousin left and gave me the zero turn to drive.
Wow.
So I did that. We didn't have my brother and I, we didn't have much of a babysitter after I was about 10 years old. Dad's like, you know what? It's time to get to work and time for you guys to start understanding what a dollar is.
Wow. So you're 10, 11, 12 years old while these other kids are out at Little League and you're out there weed eating and blowing.
We got the afternoons mainly off.
Okay.
And, maybe, when he gave us, I know I had Wednesdays off, come to think of it, for my golf lessons. We had a little youth golf camp here in town, and he would let me off for that. And, he, you know, he still let us be kids. He still wanted us to enjoy life and have the no stress kid child life. But he was just, he was like, I'm tired of paying babysitter when I have a babysitter here as a grandpa that will more than enjoy having his grandkids with him all day.
Yeah.
So, it, but you know, I grew up with that. I grew up going around, helping dad spray lawns, you know, starting to understand how to run a business at a young age and understanding the chemistry behind it. And that kind of stemmed spray for me. You know, I moved off for 6 years, went to get educated a little bit, went and got an undergrad and a master's out in Southwest Missouri at Drury University, where I met my wife. We moved back to Sykeston, where she's in the marketing world. And I came back to help run the family business and expand where we found, you know, in our area where we found that was the best growing part of the industry, which is, you know, the turf care, the spraying and the fertilizations of taking care of lawns has been wonderful for us. And, you know, I was listening to a couple of your podcasts these past few weeks and hearing a lot of these guys in the cities, you know, growing their companies from 100 customers to 5,000 customers and all that. You know, that is unreal to think about here. You know, we took it from having 30 spray customers 3 years ago to a little over 550 now, which for us is massive. Mm-hmm. With how, you know, how rural we are. And just by taking on, you know, a different marketing plan and then implementing what our new software spray into our system has just saved us so much time. And for me, time is money, because I not only run the company, but I'm also out there doing the application. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to find something that would take that burden off of me at the end of the day. And that's where Spray came along.
Awesome. Well, coming up, we're going to hear the story of Spray, and I want to pick your brain a little bit more. I don't do any fertilization and weed control. My boy Russell Skipper, I don't know if you know him.
He's, oh yeah, I know Russell very well. He's a good friend.
Yeah, so he's got, well, he's doing good. He has my yard weed free, although last year my most...
Oh, I would expect nothing less.
No, he knows his stuff, but we had Dove weed, my most picky customer. I don't know if you guys get that out there, Dove's weed.
No, not very much.
It's a pain in the butt, but... So my customer, he's an awesome customer, but he's very picky. He likes it. He likes his yard perfect. And, he's got like, I don't know, maybe 12 surveillance, cameras all across his yard. Like he just, you know,
telling you, that's the best customer right there.
Yeah. But
they know you're there doing a great job.
Yeah. But he's probably just sitting in his office in downtown Atlanta, just, with his feet up, you know, eating lunch, watching us work and good edge, Paul. He'd probably clap in. Ooh, look at that stripe.
Talking,
anyway,
talking over the camera to you.
Yeah, well, he doesn't talk over the camera, but he watches us. He enjoys his yard being perfect. So Russell does the fertilization and weed control, and I drive by one day, and there's yellow spots everywhere. I'm like, what in the world happened? And Russell's guy went to spray the Dove's weed, and it was like 93 degrees, and he oversprayed it. Instead of, you don't want to spray when it's that hot typically anyway.
And of all lawn, right. And of all lawn.
But the guy was like, he's a new guy and he just drenching it. Oh man. So anyway, thankfully my customer, I had worked for him for so many years. He gave me some grace and, we're going to make
talked him off the edge of the cliff.
Yeah. We're going to make a comeback this
good.
Year. But anyway,
those are good customers that understand, you know, and that's, you build a relationship like that with them. And most of the time, you're going to come out on top with them and be able to work it out with them.
Yeah. All right, we're going to thank our show sponsor, Jobber, and coming up, we'll hear the rest of the White's story. Hey guys, Paul here to tell you about the CRM that I use in my company, and that is Jobber. If you've been listening to the Green Industry Podcast for a while, you know I'm all about increasing efficiency and organization in my business, and Jobber helps me do just that. Some of the best features of Jobber is how easy it makes it to send out my quotes, collect online payments, and schedule my work. Now, Jobber is currently offering a free trial if you would like to try it and see if this is the right CRM for you. And if you decide to go with Jobber, their friendly team does an incredible job making the onboarding process as easy as possible. To try Jobber for free, just click on the link provided in today's show's notes. All right, we're talking with D, Mr. Dwight from Missouri. Grew up 10 years old out there weed eating and edging and blowing. Got an advancement onto the zero turn at age 14. And nowadays you have a Furt and Squirt company, and you started a software company called Spray with the E. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, sir, very much. Coming back into town, you know, getting educated, coming back and watching the way Dad was having to do certain parts of the billing and the chemical tracking. And, you know, like you said, you don't participate much in the Furt and Squirt community side. But, you know, one of our biggest things is not only communicating with your customers, letting them know what you've done or when you're going to do it, but also whenever your state regulator comes to look over your paperwork, having all your I's dotted and T's crossed. Mm-hmm. And Dad was having to do all that by hand. And it was taking him two and a half hours a night just to do the state reg papers. And then on top of that, turn the billing in and to communicate with the customers. I said, Dad, there's things out there that can help us out. And we got with the company and we were going to build this thing just for ourselves to have. Mm-hmm. And we're like, you know what? This thing's taking off, and it's something that the whole Spray community needs to have access to. And that was the birth of Spray.
So where's what level it's available now? I'm looking at your website. People can get it or what?
We actually went live in January. Okay. We've been building it for a little over a year and a half. We went live in January, beta tested in the season of 2019. We're going live. We're just south of about 30 users, which, you know, we come from a small community, small world type atmosphere, and we really like having it so boutique. Mm-hmm. Would be a good term for this first year. You know, we strive on customer service. We strive on taking care of our users. You know, I get a couple texts a night or emails a night, and, you know, we're right on it. You know, mm-hmm. Right after dinner last night, my wife got on to help with the support side, and I was on there talking to developers, trying to make sure the things that we're wanting to move forward with are well scheduled and ready to go.
That's awesome.
But it's a pretty unique system. You know, we're, like I said, we're very much just for the spray industry. I mean, the thing will work with, you know, mowing, aerating, and seeding, but we in the spray industry have never had something that was easy to use, easy for the administration to use, to do everything and log everything we need. And I went a week or 2 weeks running the way I used to run during beta testing, just to see how inefficient it was. And then I ran the system and I gained anywhere from 8 to 10 hours in a week just by using the system when spraying. It made it so simple.
Well, it's incredible, you know, you being a pioneer of that. And like I said, the Furt and Squirt, I used to do that for maybe 5 years in with my current customers. And I was just, I finally, Russell's like, hey, I can take over. Because when you have a small amount of customers like I did, but, you know, they had to go buy this chemical for that weed, and then they'd get this weed, and right. I'd go out and buy this. And by the time I did, I met with my accountant.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, my accountant's like, Paul, you have got to get rid of this division, because unless you're doing high volume, you just have no chance here, because you spent more money than you made, and I got the headaches of chasing around these weeds. So what would you say to somebody who is doing both cutting grass and fertilizer, or considering making the switch to, I'm assuming, or you guys do like an 8-app program out there in Missouri? Or?
So we do anywhere from a custom 6 to a custom 9 app.
Okay.
You know, just depending on what all is popping up for the year.
So,
and that stems from, you know, doing your liming all the way to aeration, right? So we do, the best way to explain it, and to get back to your question about what would you, I guess, were you going to say, like,
well, I get a lot of guys asking me, hey, Paul, what should I do with the fertilizer? Like, they just think they're going to just go buy some fertilizer and put it on the customer's yard and make profit. And I'm like, well, there's a lot to it. And so I just want someone who's cut grass, who's edged, who's weeded, to understand that it can be extreme. I mean, I know Russell's crushing it.
Well, you can make the thing money. Is, Russell's very in depth, and that's the difference. You know, you're going to have your okay companies, you're going to have your good companies, you're going to have your great companies. Your good companies are the guys that are going to go out there and, you know, have 30, 40 lawns that are just going to spread the all-in-one bag stuff. And then you're going to have people out there, and we've got a lot in this industry, that will go to the extent of soil testing that lawn every year. Mm-hmm. If there's problems, they're out there diagnosing it, and they're custom applicating. You know, they're going out there and doing prescription applicating. And that that to me, if you have the time to do that, that is going to build a spray company bigger and better than you can imagine. And I don't see many applicators that are going to disagree with me on that, because if you care and you want to grow your company, you've got to have beautiful lawns. Yeah. And to have a beautiful lawn, you can't just throw nitrogen at it and expect it to look good year round. There's so much more to it. Mm-hmm. And it's getting down into the nitty gritty and being a little scientist about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, we're noticing in our area, that's where a lot of people are moving. They're either going to mow or they're going to spray. Mm-hmm. And they're going to find out how to make the best profit they can on either side.
So what I hear you saying, and I want the young, not younger in age, but younger in the fert and squirt, you know, getting into it, is to understand what you're saying about being the scientist, being, you know, understanding the chemicals, understanding, I mean, Russell and me, you know, we'll talk these in-depth conversations about, you know, what products are better and all this that you really need to take into consideration. And then that's just the education part. And then the pricing part of, you know, what to charge. There's a lot to go into. You just don't go and buy a bag of fertilizer and throw it out.
No, you break it down to the pound or to the ounce and find out where your cost is there. Find out the size of the lawn. You got to make sure that you're making money, because it's not just the cost of the product. It's the cost of the machine you're using, the cost of the time it got you there, the vehicle that drove you there. You've got to build all that in. But, it, you know, you got to get past, and one of the things too is you got to get past what the sales reps tell you as well. You know, they're out there doing their best to be educated, but you've got to look into the science as well. You got to dig into those labels and figure out from that point, you know, what product is best for you in those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. That's very well said. And then what's the best way for someone to get educated, to pass their exam and everything like that? I know we got people listening in different countries, different states, but what's kind of like a good blueprint? Like, okay, you know what? Maybe 2020, I'm going to miss it, but 2021, I want to think about doing this, or whatever year down the road. What's the best way to get yourself educated, pass the exam?
Ask questions, get out there and do it. You know, you can get your temporary in most states. Get out there. You know, the coolest thing that we have now, you know, is the internet, right? Mm-hmm. So you can get on YouTube, you can get on all these Facebook groups, ask questions. You know, that's the coolest thing about this. There's so many educated people out there that are willing to help. And, you know, I was very fortunate. Whenever I went to study for my exam, I read through the core book, and I read through all the different exams that I wanted to take. And I'd grown up around it, you know, being around it, getting familiar with the equipment, reading labels, understanding, you know, what you have to do and what pages to look at on those labels, and just understanding the math behind it, which is simple math. Mm-hmm. Just getting out there, repetition, and just doing the job. That's the best advice. And research online, YouTube. That's where I did a lot of my studies.
Who's some good YouTube videos to watch in the spray industry?
You know, Matt Martin.
Oh,
I watch him a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that guy is a guru when talking about chemicals.
Marty, write that down, Matt Martin. We got to call him. I met him a long time ago, but I told him back at, I saw him, he was hanging out with Alan Hain, and I said I got to get him on the show, and I forgot. Make sure you contact him, Marty.
The guy understands, you know, how to kill the things that don't want to be killed. And he understands the nutrient side of things. And he's really got some great products coming along. And I've been trying to get some of my sales reps to carry his stuff and get it more up north because, man, I would love to try his stuff. But it's just, you know, going out there and doing that and getting on these Facebook groups, these professional applicator groups, and asking questions, because there's a lot of guys that are going to be able to give you the advice, and you're going to see a wide, broad of answers. There's no one answer. Mm-hmm. And believe me, if you ask a question on there, you're going to get everybody's answer. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's awesome because it makes you a better applicator. It makes you a better student of this field. And it's just, it's amazing what you can learn by just asking questions and not being afraid to do that.
Yeah, don't be afraid to reach out. I know my buddy Felipe, he's a young guy getting started in FERT, and he called Russell Skipper and or got in touch with him, and then Russell called him, and he thought that was so cool. He's like, Russell talked to me for an hour.
Yeah.
And we got to, you know, I learned so much, and so it's encouraging the mentorship, you know, that goes
that's
on.
That's been one of my, I think, one of my craziest things that I do is, you know, I'll hand a complete stranger my business card and be like, dude, just text me. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a question, call or text me. I'm up till midnight every night and just let her rip. I'm always here to try to help somebody or have someone help me. You know, you can never have too much pride to better yourself.
Yeah. Well, tell us, give us a little bit more information if someone wants to look into Spray.
Yeah. You know, right. So obviously go to spray.io. You know, spraye.io. We've got a vast amount of knowledge base there where you guys can go look at it. If you guys are a smaller to mid-sized spray company that wants your invoice is done automatically, your report's done automatically, your customers to be notified about everything automatically, this is the software for you. It's great on the product base, tracking stuff. Automatic estimates where you go out and you send the estimates out and it automatically they can pay through that email server system. And then it will automatically put them in the schedule for you. It's a great software for a company that wants to get organized in the spray industry.
Awesome.
We've partnered up with a processing company called Basis, US RAN small, processing company. Well, not small. They're 160 employees deep, but they're one of the smaller ones in the area. But I'm telling you, the customer service behind them says it all. And they've been a great partner when getting people to apply and accepted by them for their credit card processing. Great partner of ours. But yeah, it's a great system. If you want any other questions answered about Spray besides me, our boy John, obviously he's a big advocate for it. Just for the simple fact that he wants to see more stuff for the spray industry out there.
Yeah. He's talking about John Pajak, friend of the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, Dwight, I really appreciate your time, my man. And Marty will edit this episode, throw it up there, and it should be up later today. Are you guys
for everything.
Quarantined out there in Missouri? You're still able to work or what?
You know, we're able to work for now. In the state of Missouri is crazy, man. We don't jump to any conclusions too quick, yeah. Which can be a double-edged sword. We're working. We're full force. Our office staff is all quarantined. We're running split week staff. But all of our crews are out individually in trucks running. I think a county just west of me just went 100% isolation.
Uh-oh.
So it's due time. But we did well. You know, we've been planning for this for about, you know, since it started really coming into the U.S. We've planned as much as we can plan for a small business. Mm-hmm. But you never know what's going to happen. We just got our first case in our hometown. And luckily, everybody in my hometown is taking it extremely serious.
Cool. Well, you stay healthy, man. And I hope that
you
can get out there and work. Thankfully, here in Georgia, we're still... everything's still going. They counted us an essential business, and we got jobs lined up
good.
Day after day after day. So as long as
– and I think we put our phone calls into the governor, and from the way that it sounds, you know, Missouri is going to consider us essential business as well. So that's going to be good.
Yeah, that's important. Well, stay healthy, my friend, and I appreciate your time, Dwight.
Paul, thank you so much. Tell Skipper I said what's up.
Will do. Thanks for your time.
All right.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thanks to Dwight for calling in today and being on the show. You know, the Furt and Squirt game, I've thought so hard and long about just doing Furt and Squirt. Like, for real, I was so close to just having a fertilizer and weed control company. I feel like I'm an expert on the turf because I grew up, well, we had different kind of grass up in Ohio, but, you know, I grew up at the golf course in middle school and high school and college, and I could detect basically every kind of weed without even going to school, just being on the golf course and, you know, golfers talking about, hey, what's this weed here? Because I worked at a very nice golf course, one of the nicest ones in Ohio. It was so manicured, so perfect, you know, perfect, just beautiful. And I just developed a passion for, you know, weed-free, good-looking turf. And when I started getting into the business side of it, though, it was eating me alive because it's like I had to buy all this material and I was undercharging because I didn't fully understand what I was doing. And then all the little problems I would have with this weed, I'd have to go in and talk to the fella that Warren, he's really smart with all this stuff. And he's like, oh, Paul, you got to buy this. And I buy something that's like $148 to go put on my customer's yard. And I can't charge, you know, I was like, I had to charge him less than that. I was losing money. And I was like, man, I got so discouraged, I just threw in the towel. But if you actually do it correctly and you get the, you know, you get the right setup and you, you know, buy the right material and you charge the right amount, you know, the profit margin, it's boom, boom, boom. You can really do well if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing and you're careless and you're sloppy and you're not calculating everything with excellence and being intimate with those numbers, it can be not profitable, as I experienced. So, but there's guys out there who know their numbers and know their science and know their marketing and know their plans and are cracking down on the efficiency and doing very, very, very well in the Furt and Squirt game. So if you guys want more information about spray, it's called spelled S-P-R-A-Y, and they threw a little E on there, Spray. And that's the software that Dwight and his team made specifically for guys in the Furt and Squirt game that really want to create efficiency with all the back-end work there. So appreciate him being on the show. And we also appreciate our show sponsor, Jobber. Jobber is offering 14-day free trial. If you click on the link in today's show's notes, you can get the 14-day free trial and see if that is for you tomorrow. Marty, is you remember Bone Thugs and Harmony? You know, you probably didn't listen to them. It's the first of the month. So the maintenance customers that we have, we charge all their cards on the first of the month. And, use Jobber for that. I just charged the lady a nice amount today for a 50% deposit. For a job that we're going to be getting started on, Lord willing, next week. I just hoping and praying they don't shut anything else down in our city with this quarantine thing. We do have the whatever the thing is. You can't work, but they got us as an essential business, which is important because we're able to legally continue to work, and the mulch and sod and all the materials that I need to buy and have delivered for our jobs, they're all still open as well. So we just hoping and praying that they'll continue to stay open so we can continue to bang out these jobs. But it's nice to just be able to have your customer's card on file, boom, charge it. And I just tell them, hey, I'm going to charge 50% deposit, and then we'll charge 50% the day that we finish. Now, this specific customer I've had for a long time, and they trust me, I trust them, everything's cool. But sometimes I do different payment structures. If it's someone brand new, I might charge them 33% up front, you know, another 33% the day we start. That way I have 67% in the bank before we, you know, get into the project, and then charge them the last 34% on that final day when we finish. But with customers, I get asked that question a lot, but with customers that I really know and trust, like, you know, this person's a multimillionaire, I've been working for him for years, their card should be fine. The day we get done, we'll just, you know, I'll sit in the truck and charge it the final 50% and on to the next one. So that's the plan. All right, guys, stay healthy out there, and we'll be back soon.